The sight was truly extraordinary. Three dabs of person, which were Sister Agatha's face and hands, the rest white starched wimple and bib glaring against layers of blackest black, with a massive rope of wooden rosary beads dangling from an iron ring that joined the ends of a wide leather belt around Sister Agatha's stout middle. Sister Agatha's skin was permanently red, from too much cleanliness and the pressure of the knife-like edges of the wimple framing the front center of her head into something too disembodied to be called a face. Little hairs sprouted in tufts all over her chin, which the wimple ruthlessly squashed double. Her lips were quite invisible, compressed into a single line of concentration on the hard business of being the Bride of Christ, in a colonial backwater with topsy-turvy seasons, when she had taken her vows in the sweet softness of a Killarney abbey over 50 years before. Two small crimson marks were etched into the sides of her nose from the remorseless grip of her round, steel-framed spectacles, and behind them her eyes peered out suspiciously, pale blue and bitter. "Well, Robert Cleary, why are you late?" Sister Agatha barked in her dry, once Irish voice. "I'm sorry, sister," Bob replied woodenly, his blue-green eyes still riveted on the tip of the quivering cane as it waved back and forth. "Why are you late?" she repeated. "I'm sorry, sister. This is the first morning of the new school year, Robert Cleary, and I would have thought that on this morning, if not on others, you might have made an effort to be on time." Maggie shivered, but plucked up her courage. "Oh, please, sister, it was my fault," she squeaked. The pale blue eyes deviated from Bob and seemed to go through and through Maggie's very soul, as she stood there gazing up in genuine innocence, not aware she was breaking the first rule of conduct in a deadly duel, which went on between teachers and pupils ad infinitum. Never volunteer information. Bob kicked her swiftly on the leg, and Maggie looked at him sideways, bewildered. "Why was it your fault?" the nun demanded in the coldest tones Maggie had ever heard.
"Well, I was sick all over the table, and it went right through to my drawers. So Mum had to wash me and change my dress, and I made us all late," Maggie explained artlessly.
Sister Agatha's features remained expressionless,